If the Pac-12 is going to have a chance to get in the college football playoff, Utah and Oregon need to win out, and one of them needs to be a one-loss champion. They'll have to compete down that road this week against 2 4-5 teams. 4-5 UCLA goes into Salt Lake City to take on number 7 Utah. That's on Fox at 8 p.m. And 4-5 Arizona, they take on Oregon at home, ESPN, 10:30 p.m. And I say Arizona takes on Oregon at home. They're playing in Oregon. Oregon, listen, they're half a football length from being undefeated right now. Had they stopped Bo Nix on that fourth down conversion in the very first game against Auburn, they're undefeated right now. Utah went into the Coliseum. They were all beat up. I had players that were not participating because of injuries, and USC played inspired. That's their only loss. UCLA, Arizona, both of these teams, very disappointing seasons, but when you look at points during the season, they're capable of putting points on the board, capable of playing good defense, and they can do that if the Utes and the Ducks overlook them.
Yeah, they'd have to really look past these teams. Utah is favored by 23 touchdowns. Oregon's favored by 4 touchdowns. Most outfits have Oregon rated as the strongest Pac-12 team, but I personally and the other guys here at OTM, we have Utah rated slightly higher than Oregon, but of course that's going to play out in the Pac-12 title game. I think the Utes defense is SEC caliber, and they're really good. And it might even help the Pac-12 for Utah to win the Pac-12 title game because you can't do the Auburn-Oregon or the Oregon-SEC comparison. The Ducks' defense looked like SEC caliber in September and October, but, Coach, they've regressed, allowing 90 points in the last three games. I don't think the Ducks will have any problem in this spot.